Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, that's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. And much deserved. Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And, boy, howdy, are we excited about Steve Forbes being back on the show. I know, settle down, folks. I'm glad he's here, too. Steve, as you know, folks, is one of the America's leaders, one of the great voices of America. When Steve talks, people listen. I can promise you that. Editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate. Still disappointed that we didn't have a chance to live in a world with a President Forbes. Author of a number of books, including some of my favorites, Reviving America and Freedom Manifesto. He's our good friend Steve. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back as always, Steve. Steve, one of the things that I want you to talk about a little bit today is the trade negotiations that are going on even as we speak. Decisions are being made. That I believe if these things could turn out the right way, if we could wind up on the right side of trade adjustments with China, especially with China, there are others going on, but especially with China, that makes sense, that reset the table, that have some teeth and some enforceability, and that are good for both sides in a fair relationship environment, I believe that what's happening today and the next few weeks, and for the last year, are the things that people will write books about over the next 20, 30 years in terms of historic moments. What do you think?
Oh, I think in the next few weeks that there is going to be an agreement, and I think that was confirmed by the president extending the axe falling on tariffs.
Right.
I think they will come up with a deal that'll be multi-year, that'll involve China buying hundreds of billions of dollars of more product from the U.S., particularly natural gas and oil. China needs natural gas, gets it from Russia and the Middle East. They would like a third party, another source, and oil as well. I think ag is going to get some big bucks as well, and I think there's going to be more open access for our companies in China. We're going to have to bird dog them on that, but I think there's going to be a different tone. And in terms of enforcement on this thing, I think, they'll come up with words and perhaps an agency and all that good stuff. But the key is we have to be willing to enforce the rules. And that has not been the case in previous administrations
right.
On a consistent basis. And so you go after a company like Huawei, you go out and extradite an executive of a company like that. You sanction a company, you deny them parts that would shut them down. You take a bank and you deny it access to the international payment system, which would shut them down. You go after specific individuals, specific companies, specific industries. That is enforcement, and they will know that we're watching, and they've got to adhere and play by the rules.
And once now that we have a president who has the backbone to do this, and if that can be codified into something that can be defended as a contract, then even a less strong president in the future could at least say, well, we're just following the rules. They don't have to get face to face with anybody. And Steve, based on what you were just saying, and I've been saying this now for almost a year, if we can get this done, what you just said and what I was talking about earlier, on the other side of that, America has never seen the growth potential. I said it today earlier, and I'm going to say it again. This economy will leap off the ground in terms of where it will go if we can make that happen. What do you think?
I think that's right. Things have slowed down a little bit, fourth quarter, first quarter, for a variety of reasons. No small part because of uncertainty whether we're going to get a deal, but I think those clouds are disappearing. And so I think in the second half of this year, you're going to see a real boom going. And one of the key things is that I hope that the president will have Congress ratify this agreement. The reason is I don't want a new president coming in and saying, well, that was his,
an executive order.
Mine.
Yeah. You're right. This needs to be put on the this needs to be brought to the floor, and they need to vote. Every member of Congress needs to vote on it, right? No, where do you stand?
Yes. I think both houses will go before both houses, and I think ultimately they will go along in no small part because the prospect of hundreds of billions of dollars of business coming in, a lot of Democrats are going to hold their nose and say, we don't like Trump, but we do want the gravy.
And between that eventuality and what the movie we're watching in Venezuela, won't that do more to give the backhand, the back of the hand to these socialist promoters?
Yes, they've never been able to point to a country where socialism hasn't brought misery and starvation. The only people who do well under socialism are the ruling elites.
Well said, Steve. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. 20 Tail, right back with Steve Forbes. We got a lot more to talk about. You do not want to miss this. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.